Well, it's January 7th, and your Philadelphia Eagles are still playing football. They beat the Chicago Bears in Chicago in dramatic fashion, 16-15, as Cody Parkey missed a potential game-winning 43-yard field goal by double-clanking it off the upright and then off the crossbar. I got the Hall of Famer himself, Ray Dittinger, here with me of WIP and NBC Sports Philadelphia. Thank you for joining me, Ray. I watched you last night on NBC Sports Philadelphia, and you were talking about the defense that kept the Eagles in the game and the heroics of Nick Foles on another fourth quarter drive to add to his legacy. But what were your main takeaways from last night?
The clutch aspect of it and the way Foles rose to the occasion. On a day when he didn't have the best of first halves, I mean, throws two interceptions in the first half, one of which I think was just a great play by the defense. The second one was clearly his mistake, where he threw a ball away in the end zone when they could have had an easy 3 points. Bad decision, bad throw. And, you know, some quarterbacks in a day like this, in a big game, if they have a bad first half and throw a couple bad picks, emotionally they never quite recover from that. But, you know, but Nick, one of his great qualities, among many great qualities, is his sense of calm. And you saw the way he walked off the field. He was disappointed, but he wasn't slamming his helmet down. He's completely composed. And you saw him walking around to the other guys on the sideline saying, come on, we'll get this back, we'll get this back. And the thing is, they believe him now. And why wouldn't you, based on what you've seen? And in the second half, he came back. I thought Doug Peterson made a nice adjustment in his play calling. Got a little bit away from the run, went back to the pass, but throwing on early downs and a lot of it off play action. And got Foles back into the game. And then on that final drive, my goodness, he goes 60 yards, 12 plays against a really good Bears defense in Soldier Field, where they've been closing teams out all year. I mean, that's about as clutch as it gets. And then it comes down to a fourth down play. And, you know, Foles says, let's do the sprint right. Peterson says, let's go with it. You wind up winning the game and off to New Orleans.
Well, we often find that Nick Foles and Doug Peterson consultations on the sideline lead to success on fourth down, as we saw in the Super Bowl. Doug is now 4-0 in the playoffs race. How significant is that in regards to Eagles history?
Usually significant. I know, you know, you'd have to go back through football history to try and find a guy who was a coach who was 4-0 as a coach in the postseason. I mean, Lombardi wasn't. Lombardi lost his first postseason game to the Eagles at Franklin Field in 1960. Now, he never lost another one, but he was never 4-0. It's a remarkable statistic. And this season has been crazy. It's been up. It's been down. I think everybody's taken their turns counting this team out. But the coach, to his credit, has kept this thing together, and week by week he kind of rebuilt their confidence, and here they are. I mean, they're one round into the playoffs, and they're very much alive. And the way they're playing right now, I know what lies ahead. It's a trip to New Orleans and playing the Saints team that most people have seeded number one, and a Saints team that thumped you 48-7 earlier this season. That's a tall mountain to climb. But right now, with the way this team's winning and the manner in which they're winning, I mean, who's going to bet against them?
So what are your early impressions on that match then? I know you like to go through the week and prepare, and you'll make your prediction on Friday. But how you feeling about it early on a Monday?
Well, the early line came out, and the Saints are favored by 8.5, which seems like a lot at this point. But I understand it. I mean, the Saints are – I mean, they have been – I think almost everyone that's been looking at the postseason had the Saints seed at number one, and they should be. I mean, they've been that good this year. Breeze has been that good. And unlike other Saints teams, including even the team that won the Super Bowl for the Saints back some years, this Saints team can really play defense. There's never been any question about Drew Breeze and Sean Payton and their ability to move the ball and score points. But they've never really had what you would consider a really good defense. Well, this year their defense is really good. So you combine that with a prolific offense and a really smart quarterback with a Super Bowl pedigree and playing at home where they're particularly good, that's really tough. I mean, but the Eagles are playing with a tremendous amount of momentum and confidence, and they're taking on the kind of appearance of the team they were a year ago, where they got on this underdog thing, and every game in the postseason they were supposed to lose, and sometimes by big margins, and they always found a way to win. And yesterday they went into Soldier Field and did it yet again. You can't get any more to the brink than fourth and two on the road against the league's number one defense.
No.
But that's where they found themselves last night, and they still found a way to make the play and win the game. So I guarantee you there might be a lot of other people that are saying, oh, this is going to be easy for the Saints, but I'm sure the Saints aren't feeling it. They know they're playing a really hot team that also, by the way, happens to be the defending Super Bowl champ.
What was going through your mind last night when Cody Parkey was lining up for that 43-yard field goal? I know later on in the postgame show, they showed footage of you, Michael Barkham, Barrett Brooks, and Seth Joyner reacting live to the play. You, Ray, credit to you. You were very focused on your notes. Everybody else was going crazy, and you were what we all believe would be Ray Didinger, very focused on that yellow notepad. But what were you thinking when you saw that whole sequence transpire?
The Foles drive or the
Cody Parkey field goal.
I thought there was a very good chance he was going to miss it. I really did. Because he had that kind of season. He was 27th out of 32 kickers in the league in terms of accuracy. He was 23 for 30. And he had several big misses at Soldier Field, at home. Had the one game where he hit the upright four times. That's hard to do. You can't do that if you tried. He had been talking all week because he'd been interviewed in Chicago media about the fact that he had a poor season. This was a game that they figured could very well come down to a field goal. And he was being asked a lot about his confidence, about his season. Is he struggling? Is he in a slump? And I knew all of these thoughts had to be in his head. And I just had a feeling. I said, you know, the way his season has gone, and having been around kickers for as long as I've been around kickers, I know what a mental game that is for those guys. And sometimes when guys are hot and they've got tremendous confidence, they can make kicks from anywhere. And then you get a guy who's had a tough season like Parkey's had, playing at home and feeling that pressure. All of a sudden, there is no such thing as an easy field goal. There is no such thing as a chip shot. Everything is difficult. And when he was lining that one up, I'm not going to say I felt positive he was going to miss, but I thought that there's a really good chance. Given the kind of season he's got and given his mental state right now, I guarantee you he's not confident. And if he's not confident, there's a chance he could miss this.
And by missing it, it allows the Eagles to play against the Saints. And you brought up very early last night how if he somehow made that kick, we'd be spending the whole offseason looking at the Wendell Smallwood failed two-point conversion. Did you think that Smallwood broke the plane and should have been awarded the 2 points?
I did. I really did. When I first saw the play, when I saw the play in real time, I thought, oh, no, he stopped short. But then the more I saw it and the more different angles they had of it, I believe he did. I believe that the tip of the football broke the plane of the goal line. Not by a lot. I mean, the whole ball didn't go over, but the whole ball doesn't have to go over. The nose of the ball just has to break the plane. And I saw it from a couple of angles, and I thought it did. I really did. And if that had happened, and you know, they take those 2 points away, which I think they should have had, and all of a sudden Parkey's field goal goes through, that would have been the entire conversation in Philadelphia, yeah. Not just today, but the whole offseason is, you know, how you know those 2 points that the Eagles should have had that never went up on the board were the difference in the season continuing on and not. I mean, that's one of the things that bothers me about the postseason. The further we go in this, it just seems to me that the officiating and questionable officiating is becoming a part of every storyline. And I just hate to see a season and a great run like the Eagles are on right now. And all the excitement, I'd hate to see it come down to a game where a game is decided by some kind of an official's call that maybe they even get it wrong. That's, you know, if the Eagles are going to lose, let them lose the right way. I'd hate to see a big game decided by some officiating mistake. But the way this officiating's been going through the season and then again through the postseason, that's always a possibility.
Well, everything seems to be bouncing the Eagles' way, so they were able to avoid such a topic. Ray, on November 18th, they were grossly embarrassed by the Saints, as we've discussed. It's January 7th, and they get to play him again on Sunday, so I can't wait to break it down with you on Friday. I appreciate the time this morning, and have a wonderful week.
All right, David. I look forward to it as well.